Hi, everybody. Welcome to Little Brunchette Senior Year. My name is Hina. I am your keeper. And these are my players. Hello, players.
Hello.
Back at it again at Krispy Kreme. Welcome to the year 2024, even though our game is set in 2021.
Don't think about it.
Look, just because we've been seniors for 3 years doesn't mean anything, okay?
This means we are super good.
We are really good at being seniors.
God damn it.
Keep failing and then get held back.
No!
we are collectively the Van
time is Time is a weird soup, as they say. And that's just what it is. Don't think about it so hard.
Don't worry about it.
To be fair, though, if we counted every session as a day in year, that's only 112 days. So, it's not a year yet.
With that logic, it'd only be freaking like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see?
That's true.
So, let's not do that.
There are 365 days in a year. There's only 112 sessions. I'm winning. I'm sorry. Anyway,
we've only had one semester.
That's basically it. So don't worry about it. So you're welcome. Anyway, hi everybody. Welcome in. Happy 2024. Hope your year is filled with amazing, wonderful rolls. And I mean dice rolls, not bread rolls. Anyway, I hope everything goes well. You get everything you want. You roll all those natural 20s and no nat ones. So all the best thoughts to you and welcome. I'm so glad to see you here.
I seriously salivated when you said rolls. I actually did.
Well, you ordered food, so let's be thankful.
Man. I'll talk about Thanksgiving and rolls. Oh.
Yeah, that's gonna do it. Yeah. That's gonna mess you up there. Let's go over our usual things. We'll do announcements first and introductions and then what happened last time. So for announcements, thank you everybody who came to my 12-hour celebration. It was a huge success, and the money that I made from it is going towards a lot of fun things for the streams. So as always, I like to make sure I put that money back into the streams. And you all helped me buy a lot of things, such as supplements, and I just bought, like, The Monsters Know What They're Doing, The Lazy DM's Guide, as well as The Return of Lazy DM. I bought the Fate Maker's deck, which came with 5e supplements. I've been buying a lot of things, and that's thanks to you. So thank you all for your support. You never have to support the stream, but you do. And that means a lot to us. Thank you very much. Also, of course, thank you to those podcast listeners who have been just chilling and vibing and leaving those reviews. Those help a lot. And they make us smile. So also, if you're listening to this and you haven't left a review yet, this is your 5 second time to, like, I'm going to give you like 5 seconds of uninterrupted talk. I'm just not going to talk. And you have those 5 seconds to go leave a review really quick. I think that was 5 seconds. Anyway. Yes! Anyway.
Was it good?
Was it good? Did you leave it? Did you leave it? Cheese! Did you enjoy it? Did you leave that 5-star review? That makes us happy! Anyway, moving on. That's really it for announcements. The Night in the Woods game is going to be starting up hopefully in mid-January. We're in talks with adding a possible extra character, but I'm not gonna say nothing yet until it's for sure. But we're hoping for mid-January, late January for the start time on that one, and we appreciate everybody's patience with that one. The name of the game is changing from Weird Autumn, of course, because it's not autumn anymore when we're playing, to Die Anywhere Else, which is, of course, one of the other songs you can play in Night in the Woods, and also a dice pun. So, you know. So, if you are interested in that, we'll be playing Kids on Bikes, second edition for that one. That'll be every Friday. Hopefully, again, mid-January to late January to start. So, look out for that. It's going to be exciting. And I think that's really it for announcements. Other than, of course, everyone knows that this game is coming to its close and that we'll be moving to Apocalypse Keys. We don't know when yet. It's looking very close to the finale, but we'll keep you all posted. And when that finale comes, we'll have some extra bonuses for you all to enjoy. So stay tuned for that. That's it for announcements. Let's go into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am a dungeon mistress slash keeper, and I've been doing this for 5 years now. I am hopelessly in love with tabletops, and I'm very thankful I get to share with all of my friends and all of you. Moving into my square of friends, we're going to start with Dan.
Hi, guys. It's Dan, a.k.a. Dan Yen Senpai, on all social media, including Blue Sky,
TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, which I'll probably be going back to very soon, actually, now I think about it. But I'm also lead producer here at NGP Productions, which you guys have made Will Branch High our most popular show by far. Thank you all so much for your kind reviews and ratings. But right now, over here, I play Iggy.
Continuing around my square of friends, my mic wouldn't unmute. Next we have Aka Yue.
Hi, I'm somehow here, I don't know. But I'm an Aka Yue. I stream eventually over at twitch.tv/AkaYue. But I'm here, I play Lorelai.
Continuing around my box of friends, next we have Sammy.
Hey everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and Arcane Venom on Hit Record. You can also find some of my VODs on YouTube at Sammy Bear Plays. But if you want to check out my other stuff, my writing and my voice acting bits, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And I play a...
Last, but certainly not least, we have Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy. You can really just find me here. I have like zero social media presence, but I sure am trying. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AndyG8100. And I am playing Cecily, who is a congenially callous Cosmo girl.
Ooh.
Damn.
I like.
Dang.
Damn.
By the way, go follow Andy. His stuff is amazing.
Do it.
I saw you post up some of your like miniature stuff, and I'm
do it.
It's so, your model stuff is so good.
I don't look at my Instagram enough. You might be the reason I do it more.
I'm trying. I'll get there. I love miniature crafting and storytelling in that aspect, and so, yeah.
Andy's great, and I'm honored to have stolen him away from my own content. Just kidding, anyway.
Unless.
And that's really it for introductions. Let's go ahead and talk about what happened last time. Who, for a lucky bump up point, would like to talk about what happened last time?
It's been a while. All I can remember is doors.
It's been a while.
All right. So last time on Will Branch High, the gang was in front of the, what number door is this? This is gonna be the fourth door, fifth door. I legit cannot remember what number door that was, but
door number or something.
I think it was four.
It was four. But Sylvie was and her crew was blocking it, so they came up with a plan to have Iggy distract Sylvie away while A called in a favor, from a hellish favor, if you will, and used a coin and favor from, suddenly blanking on his name.
Was it Eddie?
Eddie
and some ruffians from hell came in and basically wrecked shits on all the different cult members. Meanwhile, we had a very heavy scene between Iggy and Sylvie where Iggy finally got to see the consequences of his actions, and let's just say the boy's not doing well after that. Talks were made. Iggy made a promise to Sylvie, and Sylvie basically let Iggy go, thanks to some help from Stella. So, after passing the fourth door where they talked about, what was the theme of the fourth door? It was either sacrifice or... Well, it was something. Basically, along the lines of more asking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to find another door, thanks to some help from Oberon, who basically was doing some reconnaissance, let them know what the cult was all about, and was also protecting the fifth door for them, making for an easy trip to the fifth door. And fortunately, when it came to the sixth door, that's when things got a little difficult, where we encountered another cult of the Red, Coven of Red leader, Martin, I think it was?
Martin is correct.
Martin, who really gave off office boss vibe, really condescending.
Which I don't know how that happened, but it wasn't intentional.
It triggered a few of us, to just say that. He threatened some of the gang's loved ones, including Abby and Jax and Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to some quick help from an unexpected Sylvie, the gang was able to escape and get into the sixth door, which is where we left off.
Basically, and you did kick Martin into limbo, so he is currently in limbo right now.
Yes.
So, That is the thing that has happened and will have consequences, of course.
Can I wait?
Yeah, it'll be great. So you get that lucky bump up. And also, I guess maybe that might have been the fifth and sixth door because you have six doors down. So, because okay. You've done the door of hopelessness, door of strength, door of sacrifice, door of wrath, door of love, and door of memories. So, yes. So you've done seven doors. So they are.
Okay, so two more.
Wait.
Go.
One, two, three. My math is wrong. One, two, three, four, five, six. I counted wrong. It's late. I'm tired. Anyway, I had work this
week. Six of ten or six of nine?
Six of...
ten.
Okay,
you got it.
One, two, three. Four doors left, I think, yes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, what are we doing? Anyway, hi. It's been a day for me. I'm tired, but I'm still here to give you that good content. You're welcome. All right, let's go ahead and, and play before I make more of a monster of myself. So yeah, you all have escaped the grasp of the cults. Who are going to take you into custody, of course, after pushing Martin into the door to limbo. Sylvia has sacrificed herself so that you all could get free. And you all are running through the forest away from the scene, trying to figure out what to do next. You know that your friends are in danger. You don't know what has happened to them yet, though.
Well, I thought we were going inside the door first.
She got you out of the area. I don't think you ran into the door because it's still surrounded by people. So if you were to leave, it would be surrounded by people. I don't think she helped you into the door. She helped you away from the door because of there was a bunch of cultists in one area. You all were pretty much surrounded.
Gotcha. All
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you all want to be in the door, then you're going to have to figure out a way to get out because there's a bunch of cultists that are going to be waiting by that door for you. So I'll let you all decide. I'm okay with that.
Hey, I don't think you have a rocket launcher in that bag, do you?
A does have a magic rocket launcher. He's already used one of them, I think. So he has, I think, two shots left, if I recall. He stepped away. That means our food is here, I think.
Okay. Well, let's see. Like I said, I thought we were already at the door, but...
It's up to you all. If you want to have said you ran towards the door, then you ran towards the door. I won't stop you. I'm just letting you know that this is going to be a big decision. Mm-hmm. This decision will have consequences.
What do you guys think?
I mean, we've got to get those keys.
Well, we have the keys still. Our keys.
You have your keys. Right. He did not take your keys, yes, but you still have to get that door. That door's key. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're not done. So I feel like we have to.
And then just deal with what happens when we get out the door?
I mean, yeah, it's either fight them now or fight them later.
Okay, sounds like we're leaning towards being at the door. Unless Akka has any thoughts.
Lorelei's focus is Abby being safe.
And that's understandable. So this is I'm going to explain the extent of this hard choice. Currently, right now, you do have access to the door. If you go into the door, then whatever's happening to Abby, Ethan, and Jax will remain unknown for the time being. If you go, of course, for Jax, Ethan, and Abby, then, of course, reaching the door will become harder. That is the hard choice. Nothing's impossible, but if you put your mind to it, there's probably just a lot of sacrifice that you have to make to get to where you want to go.
Okay, so I'm going to dread out. I'm gonna say the dreaded words. Should we split up?
Oh, am I getting a treat this early in the day? My goodness.
Well, whoever goes to check on Abby and Jackson Ethan, they better take the keys with them because the last thing we want is
That's
the keys in the hands of the coven. So right now, I think it's currently in A's possession, in his bag, or something like that.
I'll say whoever has the keys absolutely has them. Whatever you all say.
I think A is the one with the keys at the moment. We kind of been giving it to him. So.
Okay.
Okay. I have a feeling Lorelai probably wants to check on Abby and the rest.
Yep.
So here's what I'm guessing. I'm proposing. Me and Cecily. Me and Cecily.
A can take care of the people. Go.
Get out of here. Stupid. Hit pigeon.
We're not doing loan splits, dude. That's not happening in this party. No one goes out alone. So,
Lorelai. I thought I was going to get a bigger treat than I was going to get.
Lorelai and A, and then Cecily and Iggy go for the door, is my guess.
Yeah, and Cecily will totally look at A and be like, can I use your rocket launcher?
I will say A's rocket launcher does work with magic. The grenade, yeah, the grenade launcher does work with his magic, so.
Could I borrow some of his magic?
Can I borrow a cup of magic?
I mean, I would let you try.
Like to borrow a cup of magic and a tablespoon of get the fuck out of here.
Of explosions, please. Explosions. So if you want, if A was okay with you borrowing the grenade launcher, then we can work it out. But again, it all depends on what everyone's plan is.
Right.
And while you all discuss that, I'm gonna have a sushi roll.
Cecily's like, what? It goes with this outfit.
No, I just look at Cecily. I'm like, this is a very delicate and fragile object. Take care of my baby.
Do not give it to Iggy.
Cecily, like, take care of my baby.
Cecily will take it and shrug, and she's like, it is very pretty. It's the perfect accessory.
So if you would like to try and gain the magic needed to use it, I will say go ahead and both of you roll plus weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, our first roll.
This should go well.
My seat.
Oh. I'm making you roll dice, babies. Aren't I? I'm
gonna pull my page.
Am I the best GM ever? As I prep my sushi rolls. A fed GM is a happy GM.
All right.
So buy snacks for your GMs. 12 and a 9.
Okay.
So, with the 9, you are able to grant your magic, but at a cost to you.
What's the cost?
I will let you pick which one. You can either take one harm, you can allow something unfortunate to happen to you. So basically, a lucky point I'm gonna use, save for myself. Or it'll only last for a little bit of time.
You know what? I'm going to have a little fun with this and say that something unfortunate happens to A.
Okay. Something unfortunate will happen. You don't know when. I'm keeping that a secret.
Yeah, exactly. I'll roll the dice on this. So to speak, you know?
Very good.
Why not? Might give it to you, GM.
In that short time, while the smoke is still dissipating, we all decide, we kind of make this plan like quick. And so Cecily and Iggy will go for the door. Laura and A will go try to help out Abby and Eat Jax.
Okay. Ethan. Yeah, and Ethan. The three individuals who are your dearest friends and Abby. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they all are dear friends of yours.
Yes.
All right. So we split in the party, babies.
Oh, boy.
I get a treat this early! Oh, yippee! Wahoo! Anyway.
And A has the keys. So like, he was not all about, like, do not let them get the keys, whatever it costs.
Don't worry, I got it. Get going.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing it down. So A and Laura are going to find Abby, Jax, and Ethan. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then Cess and Iggy are going into the door. Very good. All right. Well, maybe good. I don't know. We'll find out together, won't we? Anyway. All right. So I'm going to roll a dice to see who goes first. Odds it'll be A and Lore. Even it'll be Cess and Iggy. It's even, babies. We going in the door first.
Mm.
We go in the doors first, babies. One, two, three, four. Okay, there's three doors currently available. So I'm going to roll a d4. Ignore the four. Wah. Door number one. Oh, how apropos. How apropos. How apropos. All right. So you, Sess and Iggy, you head into the door and quickly shut it behind you, while A and Lore quickly move out of the scene to protect themselves from the cultists that remain, as Sylvia has been taken hold of and pulled into some place that, of course, none of you are aware of. As Cecily and Iggy, as you both walk into the room, you see a very familiar place. You've had slumber parties here. And you can see out the window just a little bit. You see the ranch. You are in Abby's ranch house.
Is that either going to be that or Cecily's theater?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And you see standing there a silhouette of Abby. Which is why I said it's apropos.
Yeah, no.
Like, Abby?
Cecily, we know this is absolutely Abby.
I know. But it wants us to interact with it as if it were Abby.
All right. As the silhouette looks towards you all, you can hear also... It sounds like birdsong outside. The area feels peaceful and calm. But it's odd because outside you also see a thunderous rainstorm that you cannot hear. Clouds are overtaking the skies, thunder and lightning. Well, you can't hear any thunder, but you can see the lightning. No thunder can be heard. You hear birdsong and the rustling of leaves as if everything is totally fine. But there is a storm raging outside. And Abby looks towards you all and says, "You've come here as many of you have tried before, and you've come to answer my questions in efforts to get the key. Are you ready?"
He just nods.
Yes.
"Part of you is missing." She just tilts her head.
"Things have gone dire outside. Time is becoming not really on our side right now."
"I see. Even still, time must move as it always does, and we must go through the process of things." And she looks downward. And she looks up. "I ask you a few questions and relate it to life here in Will Branch. Everything here is tucked away. Everything here is calm and peaceful, even though the outside world is cruel and harmful. Monsters and others are not welcome. Those with magical abilities are not welcome. Yet here, they can reside. Here they can thrive. Do you believe that everything works out? When things are darkest, will it all turn all right?"
"I do. There's a balance. I mean, you can't understand light without darkness and vice versa."
"I do, because to fear that everything will just ruin at the end is just giving up. It's easy. And this peace here in Will Branch, it didn't come without difficulty. And to be honest, it's not kept without difficulty. But we still try."
"Some may say that if you hold on to that belief, that you are being naive, innocent. Is that so wrong? to be innocent, to be naive.
Ignorance is bliss, is what they say.
Is it really naive when your eyes have been opened? We've seen great cruelty. We've seen great pain. We can't really call ourselves innocent anymore. But still, we try. I just can't feel like I can relate to that question.
She looks downward a little bit. You don't see it as innocence.
You've seen a lot.
You have seen much. You all have. But the rest of the town lives in ignorance, in innocence. Is it so wrong for them to hold on to that innocence? Or would you open their eyes?
The ones who want to see, they'll find their way to the truth. And with that hope, when they see that, they will also stand for the people who choose to live in the ignorance and maintain this peace, is what I hope, at least. Like Cecily said, it really can't be one or the other. It has to be everything all at once in that perfect balance.
My key is different than the others. She looks towards you both. Mine is important, as it does define fate. It does change things. Will you let them live in the ignorance, or return to the ignorance? Or will you allow them to open their eyes? That is my question for you.
I would allow them to open their eyes. They can close them if they choose again. But
we can open the door whether or not they choose to step through it.
Exactly. They deserve a choice. They deserve a chance to know the truth.
She nods towards you both and then holds out her hands with one key in it. If you take this key out, the door will open for them and they will know.
Cecily, before we take this key, we need to figure out an escape plan.
Cecily just pats the rocket launcher on her shoulder. She's like, open the door. This is the best greeting I can offer them.
So grenade launcher, but okay.
Yeah, grenade launcher.
You really wanted to be a rocket launcher?
Okay, so we'll...
Look, it's just a rocket launcher with an arc. That's all it is.
All right.
I swear I just heard A say something.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, so even if you do use that, though, we still gotta find a way out of here. I could jump, take you with me, and try to meet the rest of us. Or, like we said earlier, time's of the essence. We could go for the next door.
I feel like we have to keep going. They will protect the others, and when we get the keys, it'll be done.
Okay. So hopefully they'll meet us at the middle then.
She's like, Cecily will be like, before we head to the next door, if we survive leaving this one.
I don't like that if, Cecily.
I'm sorry. I hope that this evens the odds a bit, but if it doesn't, then I'll send Marcus with reinforcements to the other's location.
Yeah. They could probably use the help. All right. Biggie's gonna like to stretch out a little bit. When you take the key, I'll jump and get ready to fly.
Cecily will turn to Abby, quotations, since you can't see me right now, and reach out and gently take the key and be like, thank you.
The apparition just nods towards you and begins to fade, and the door reappears. And as the door reappears, we're going to move the camera to the others. A and Lore. How you both doing? How are things going? Feel confident with your choice?
So what are we looking at right now?
You all ran. And Lorelai, I want you to make a weird check for me to see if you can find where what direction they are in. You already passed one, so I won't have you have any negatives. Another roll.
Now, remind me, what's going on with Jax, Ethan, and Abby?
You're not sure. They've been taken. They've been taken captive.
They've been taken. Okay, that's what I wanted to make
sure. That's the only thing you know of, yeah. A 10. Also, Akka, you are muted. I don't know if you said anything, but you are muted on Zoom. There you go.
Sushi.
I almost struck to my sushi roll. That's not the way to go. That's not a way to go. All right.
I almost choked on rice grain earlier, so I
think... I didn't choke them. Take that. All right. So, also, everyone in Wool Brunch is eating this all. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. All right. You both...
We're just eating on the way.
You both are running through the forest as quickly as you can. Following the trail that Abby, that I would say that Lore can find on Abby. Eventually, though, you do, I will say that you do happen upon this very reflective wall that is kind of blocking your path.
Do we both see it or just?
Yeah, you both see it. It's in front of you as you approach it. It's very, like, iridescent, and it looks almost like glass, but you can see through it, so you can see the rest of the forest through it.
Knock on it really quick.
It sounds like glass.
Six. Just kick.
It does not break. It just kind of, like, wobbles. A little bit, kind of like plastic.
Great.
But as you two are standing there for a while, you start to see that there is a ceiling, and it's slowly coming down towards you as this whole area seems to be shrinking up on you. You're in a box, oh. Babes.
Oh, wait. Wow, it's inside of this.
Yeah,
got
you're
okay.
you've just learned that you are inside a box, babes.
Oh, shit.
What are you gonna do?
Okay. Look at my magic effects. Look at my magic
effects. Fuck, do I have it? Shit.
I don't know if karma channel would do one thing that's beyond human limitations. I don't know.
That would be one, maybe.
Okay.
What do you want to do, babe?
I'm going to try to push through this thing with magic.
Okay. That is going to be big magic with how strong this is.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. This is a very strong box I have placed you in.
There's only two of us.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's like this was made for four people.
Oh, great.
Great.
I love when you guys split up the party. So what are you going to do? You going to try?
Oh. Ooh. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh.
Stupid idea time.
Sure.
Oh, let him go.
You know, these always go well. These always go well.
Sure.
Fuck.
Sure.
I still have the coin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. If I go through the coin, I don't have really a way to get back out except in the same spot.
Yep.
What if this is really stupid. Okay, can I use Wind Blast to try to tunnel under the wall?
You wanna you wanna try to go under?
Yeah.
Sure.
You can ask Lorelai dig.
Oh god.
If you want Lorelai to dig, Lorelai can dig too.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Lorelai, you begin to dig.
What choice does she have?
Oh, baby, you forget that a box has all walls. As you dig down, yeah. You eventually hit that same kind of like plasticky glass like feeling of the wall.
I was hoping it was only like a barrier. Not like a
you know what, though? Every question you don't ask, the answer is no. So it's good to get all of your bearings on that one. And I think as you are like trying to find any way out, you hear just a little bit of laughter, and you see a woman stepping forward, wearing a red cloak. She's not one that you've seen before. She is actually very tall, wearing stiletto heels and a long black dress under her cloak. She has this wispy brown hair and these dark black eyes as she's staring towards you with just a kind of like lazy look and just smiling coyly. You two were a lot easier. Wait a minute, there's supposed to be four of you, but there's only two?
I just stared at blankly.
That doesn't match the reports I received, which means that you have friends that are currently working out on things.
Oh no, you must have gotten the wrong people.
Oh, I sure didn't. You match the descriptions perfectly from Marcus. I'm sorry, not Marcus. I said the wrong thing. Martin.
Ooh, pray tell, what did the description say about me?
I don't know if I want to say. Ka-ka, fuck boy, ka-ka. Anyway.
What I feel Iggy's presence around me.
Don't worry about it. She just kind of smiles. I don't think I should tell you. But also, the fact that there are more of you out there doing something, I'm going to have to say, if you really want me to open this box, you're going to have to provide proof that they're not going to do anything. Meaning they have to stop.
I'll do you one better.
Mm-hmm.
How about you open the box, mm-hmm, and I don't have you torn piece by piece from out there.
A threat. Wonderful. That means I can use force. Excellent. I'm assuming...
You got mine.
Hey, there we go. We got back in. We're back in, babies. Hi. We did it.
You got trapped by a mine, guys.
Yeah. We're still having some issues, so it's kind of settling down. So, give us one moment, please.
This mine is
going
to be a fantastic thing to waste.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I don't know where it cut us off. That's the other point.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, that's where the Shrieking Eels.
Yeah, the last thing I heard was the pit of threatening
Yeah, I can use force. Yay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I can use force. Yay, got it. Okay, so she'll...
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
She'll look towards both of you and just kind of like go, so one of you has the keys, yes?
Okay.
Oh, you're too funny. Wow, what a riot.
No, seriously, wait, what key?
What key?
I thought you had the key.
Me? No, we haven't been able to open any of the doors, but you all have been.
Wait, I thought you had the key and you couldn't figure out how to use it to open the door.
Hmm?
I thought you had the key and just couldn't figure out how to use it to open the door.
Your attempt at trying to confuse me is quite adorable.
No, seriously, I thought... I mean, that out of character, not seriously, but... In character, seriously, no, I really thought you had the key. Hold on. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the key and I don't have the key, then who has it?
I didn't say singular key. I said keys.
Well, I don't have any keys. Mm. And it sounds like you don't have any keys.
Mm.
So somebody has to have it.
Sure.
All this time, by the way, I'm trying to conjure one of my magic abilities to summon a monster into the world.
Oh, okay. What kind of monster are you summoning?
My dad.
Your dad?
Ooh. I'm calling my dad.
Your dad is not a monster. He is a king of hell. Absolutely not. That's big magic, babe.
Is he a man?
What?
Sam.
If he ain't a human being, he a monster.
I mean, besides your dad, you do have one relative that's already out here on the surface world.
I mean, I do. I have Amy. Mm. She's not really a monster either, though. Well, yeah. I guess she is, technically is.
She's more than your dad.
She's also kind of already out here, so it seems to be easier to call her than your dad.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'll call Amy.
You're going to call Amy?
Yeah, finally. Yeah. Just like someone right behind this person.
Roll to use magic with a -2.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, let me see
big
if
money,
I have.
Big money.
Let's see. I'm looking at my abilities.
Mm-hmm. You're rolling plus weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just I
plus
don't know.
Weird with a -2.
Because I have a +1 to certain things. So yep. I just want to make sure it wasn't one of them.
Gotcha.
It is not. Okay. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh.
My original purpose gives me +1 to summon a monster to the
cool.
world.
So then roll with a -1 then.
Okay.
Let's go.
So use magic.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. -1. Woo! That's a 10, baby.
Mm. Okay. So you summon Amy to come behind this person. I will say that there's definitely... You said quietly.
Oh, no.
As quietly as possible.
There's a thing about... There's a thing about hell portals. They're not quiet.
That's okay. You know what? As long as she didn't know what was happening until the portal was starting to open, that's
mm-hmm.
fine.
As she is looking towards you, she's not like fully giving you all of her attention as she's just watching you all, because you two are trapped in a box. You're where she wants you right now. Behind her, you see a portal open on the ground of hellfire, and you see Amy come forth, and she. Will, like, because it's Amy, 100%, you could have just called her for a friendly visit and she probably would have done the fucking same thing. She's raising her sword, and she's going to bring it down, of course, onto this individual, and you just see her, like, kind of lift her cloak and it kind of blocks the sword, and then she turns and goes, "Oh, you have invited a friend. Interesting." And then she just kind of jumps away a little bit, and then she looks towards you all in the box as she's standing in a tree. "All right, then. If you don't want to play fair, then that's fine. I guess I'll just dispose of your friends, then."
Oh, no. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. You call this playing fair?
Why, I'm in a tree?
I'm in a box!
you said.
Mm-hmm. I gave you an option, and she just shrugs.
Yeah, and I gave you an option.
You didn't give me the option, you just summoned it.
Yeah, this is called a negotiation. Yes.
Ooh, wow. Jeez. She's right there.
Damn.
It's
wow. Wow, and the villain makes sense, sorry. Well, the villain actually has a valid point.
You know, but shut up.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I'm a high schooler. Fuck.
This is called a counteroffer.
It's called fuck you. I think she's just standing in the tree and goes, I've given you your options and you're showing your hand with your friend there, and she'll point towards Amy, who is glaring up at her with her sword drawn. And then she'll look towards the box and just kind of like knock on it. What happened? Why are you in a box?
We got trapped
up at the there.
Yep.
So if I kill her, then the box will die, yes?
I don't think that's how it's going to work.
Damn it! And she just kind of like stabs the sword into the ground. I know of no other purpose other than to kill.
Well, and
stars. Stars is the other thing. Yes.
Here's the deal. I look up at the woman. I think you're looking at this wrong way. I'm saying you let us out of the box or I let my sister kill you.
I mean, she can certainly try.
She's got all the time in the world. She will succeed.
And I have three of your friends under my custody that are close to death. So if I die and they can't hear from me, that means that they get the automatic word to go ahead and get done what they need to get done.
All right, Lorelei, we're at an impasse.
Snickers at that.
Hmm?
She has this big shit-eating grin on her face.
Oh, what?
Because she knows something they don't know.
What's that?
Oh.
Remember out of character, the Sealy?
That's right. You do have the Sealy.
She did call them.
I'm not aware of this.
But she's going to pretend like they did.
Oh, so what do you say, Lorelei?
So Lorelei steps forward. It's like, how are you so sure that they won't just escape?
I mean, I assume that my men that are there would tell me if they do.
And how do you know your men probably won't die before they do?
Why would they die?
Magic is a mysterious thing.
It is. I'm fully aware of that and use it myself. She just tilts her head. But I assume that you have a point.
Yeah. It's called having allies. I won't say who they are, but we have plenty of allies with us. All over Will Branch.
Oh, no, that's known. And she just nods. I understand fully all about you all. I do have my insider information, if you will. And she'll pull out a phone and she starts to kind of scroll onto it. Individual of the Fae, she'll point towards you, Lorelei. An infernal demon and his sister, and points towards Amy. Which I didn't anticipate a vision of her, but here we are. And she's just thinking. And then the two friends that are missing, one is of course more mundane than the others, but still has connection to the entire town, while the other one is of the undead persuasion. And then you have another one who is currently somewhere. I can't quite find her and their partner, the Overseer himself.
And how do you know that we're not the distraction?
Go ahead and roll and manipulate someone. Ooh, with a minus one.
Point. Okay.
With a minus one, please.
That's a charm roll, by the way, in case you need to check.
Bat's eyes, sweetly. Oh, I'm having such a hard time with roll 20. There we go. You said manipulate someone minus one?
Yep. Okay. Oh, we got a dice of destiny. Let's go.
Oh, snap.
Boop. A reroll added.
Yay!
Yay! We can forfeit those.
Mm-hmm. apparently that's the only way for you all to get rerolls is through the Dice of Destiny, because it's the final season and we got to make things interesting.
Okay, so that was a mixed success.
A mixed success. With a mixed success, she's going to want proof to believe you. So she'll look towards you. If your allies can grant me a sign that they are on your side and that they are ready and willing to help and that you are, as you say, the distraction in which you hope to be, then maybe I might believe you. But as of right now, you're trapped in my box, and I have all the cards here. Your friends are in our custody. And not only that, but you sent one of my friends into another plane of existence.
Yeah, it was well deserved.
Was it, though?
Yeah.
He was trying to make us work on Saturday.
Listen, I understand if you don't like someone, but you don't have to send him to a whole nother plane.
Yeah, here you are threatening to kill our friends.
That is, unfortunately, what I've been tasked to with my job. It's a job. It's what we do.
So then what's the difference about us sending your friends?
I don't have to tell you, Bobkiss, until you give me your proof.
How long has it been?
Huh?
How long has it been?
It's been about 5 minutes.
Yeah, this has been a good distraction. So far, she's been a really good distraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Lorelai, what's your big plan? So, who are you coming at?
Just keep her talking.
That's what you were doing, right?
Where's your proof, Lorelai?
I know you called it earlier.
I'm calling your bluff, Lorelai. Show me your hand. Are you going to read? Are you going to draw more Uno cards or not?
Oh no, it's the reverse.
There you go. What? Lorelai right now. I just put it up in general.
Let me see. Hold on a sec. What happened?
He just put up a gift.
Oh, I can't see the gift because, of course, the permissions are broken. Oh, no, there
Wait,
it is.
Hold on, hear me out.
God.
God damn it, Hina.
Why? I gotta make it funny. You all make it funny all the time. I can't be serious, so you can't be serious. Where's your proof, Lorelai?
So Lorelai just keeps this look on her face. She's not gonna drop the fucking shit-eating grin.
Uh-huh. Where's the
goddamn
electric car, Bruce?
She looks at this fucking cultist.
Uh-huh.
She calls Soleil.
She's gonna call Soleil?
Yeah.
Okay, so you summon
for it. Soleil will say exactly what she wants her to say. Or agree to exactly what she wants her to say.
So Soleil will show up and look towards you.
And Wait, Soleil. In the box or outside the box?
It's in the box. It has to be.
It's in the box.
It has to be.
See this little thing?
Mm-hmm.
She can go anywhere she wants.
Okay.
Or on Aunt Titania could call her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to call to a fae or an ally.
Mm-hmm.
Any ally we want. And just have them go and do exactly as we ask.
So you're saying the fae are the ones I should be worried about?
Fae? The I don't know why I want to call them for the foundation. Ugh.
Oh, we know about them.
Yeah, they foundation small dead grapes. Hellbound. Even the her points to Amy.
Especially her, Jesus.
Amy's just like itching with her sword hand, like going like I'm ready to kill her. Like just like
let me hit her.
Yeah. She is a chain dog right now, ready to be let loose. She's just staring towards this individual. And she just, she's going to stare towards you. This really isn't evidence per se, but I will allow it in a sense that it's going to change her perspective a little bit. And then you see her just nod a bit and say, well, fair. You have people. Congratulations.
Yay!
And now I will let you out of your box. And then she snaps her fingers and the box goes down.
like where this is going.
Hey, it fucking worked, okay? Don't question it.
Reach out and try to poke for where the box was.
It's gone.
Yeah, like, imagine he tries to lean on it.
That would be an A thing to do.
I'm not gonna fall for that shit.
She just smiles. So go. Find your friend.
Lorelai looks at it like, come on.
Lorelai, yeah. Go ahead and roll weird for me with a minus one.
Oh no.
I didn't think that was actually
going to
work, to be honest.
I didn't think I'd get this far. An eight.
An eight. Wonderful. As you sniff the air and try to find Abby again, there are four different directions now.
Fuck. Time to move fast.
She's
four directions, two different scents.
She just kind of smiles a bit. If you go to find your friend, I wish you the best of luck to get there in time. Or your friends, of course, that we're in danger from. But I've done my bit. So I'm off to go return to the area where my friend was sent to another plane. So, ta-ta! And then she just bows and then vanishes.
Oh, she's shit.
Damn. I hope her shoelace become untied. I hope her stilettos break.
Well,
it's not easy to walk in.
Amy will look towards you. I didn't get to kill her.
No, a deal was a deal.
She just stabs the ground a few times with a sword.
But that doesn't mean there won't be some people to wreck. You want to follow us?
I mean, absolutely, if I get to kill something.
You might. Very likely you
what
might.
Do you mean, might? I need absolute positive proof that I'm going to be able to kill somebody by the end of the night!
I don't know if that's possible.
She just sighs.
I think it's incredibly likely. How about that?
Fine, I suppose. And she just crosses her arms as she sheathes her sword.
Alright.
So where's your friend at? And she'll look towards, you, Lorelai.
Four different directions.
Did they chop her up into bits already? This was too early.
Oh, jeez.
No, they most likely took her scent and put it in four different directions, but only one would be correct. And I can't get a scent on Ethan or Jax.
Oh. Well, that is a dilemma.
And I don't know if the sealy and the unsealy actually really did hear my call.
Oh, that's even... Oh, you were bluffing!
I mean,
good bluff,
worked.
By the way.
That was a good bluff. It worked.
Thank you.
Hmm. I didn't get to kill anyone though, so.
Priorities, people.
Priorities. Murder.
Murder. So as you both are trying to figure out the direction in which you're going, and as the two others are heading towards the door after coming up with their plan, we're going to take our first break. So we will be right back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. Bye. I want you to know.